church say amen. The church say amen again. Amen. Can we stand on our feet this morning? Let's just give the Lord a praise offering. Amen. It was said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us come into the house of the Lord. Amen. It's a real blessing and an honor, amen, to be able to come to the house of the Lord one more time. How many under expectation? Amen. I tell you what, if you come to visit with one another, amen, you're in the wrong place. We come this morning to visit with the Lord Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm sure there's many needs amongst us. Amen. The devil is always busy. Amen. But I tell you what, if you can get yourself consecrated in the right frame of mind and come with the right mental attitude, God can answer your prayer. God can meet you at the point of your need this morning. Do you believe that? Amen, amen. It's all according, be it unto you according to your faith. Amen. You're only going to get what you put into it. Amen, amen, amen. So we're just going to give the Lord all of our praise and all of our worship because he's worthy. Amen. We didn't wake ourselves up this morning. We didn't just by chance get up this morning and get dressed to get here to the house of the Lord. It was the favor of Almighty God. Is he worthy? Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Let us sing this song. Amen. How many just come to worship the Lord? Amen. He inhabits the praises of his people. Keep our pastor in your prayers as he is doing the work of the Lord up there in Ohio, ministering the gospel. Amen. Him with his family. Amen. And the others that are out. The Solomons are away. And you see Brother Stephen and Sister Rachel, they're our way. So just keep them in your prayer that God will give them traveling mercy. Amen. But we hear the Lord reporting for duty. Amen. And we're going to have a good time in the Lord this morning. Amen, amen. You're mine altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether full to me. Of the world you came down to darkness, open my eyes, me see beauty that made this your heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Oh, here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. Altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious, vulnerable, oh humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Oh, I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Oh, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to my sins upon that cross. Oh, here I am to work. Here I am. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether. Oh, you're altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, you're worthy of all our praise, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we're just going to create an atmosphere this morning, oh Lord God. We bind the hand of the enemy right now that may try to hinder this service. Lord God, we just invite your presence in, oh Father God. Lord God, there's somebody that needs you, Lord God. Lord, we sang a song, Lord. Lord, it's me standing in the need of prayer this morning, oh Lord God. Lord God, it's not my brother nor my sister, but Lord God, Lord, I'm going to make it personal this morning, oh Lord God. Lord God, we realize that the day is evil, oh Father God. Lord God, the land is full of wickedness, oh Lord God. Lord God, and we have to travel through this wicked land, oh Father God. But Lord God, you said in the scripture that dies for the tap, prepare a table before me, Lord God. Right in the presence of my enemies, Lord God. Lord, and you anoint our head with oil till our cup runneth over, Lord Father God. Surely the goodness and the mercies, oh God, has before me, oh Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for all of the blessings, oh Father God. Lord, as we think about, oh Father God, we may not be where we want to be, Lord God. But Lord God, we look back, Lord God, and see how far you brought us, oh Lord God. Lord, and we just say thank you this morning. Lord, we commit this service into your hands, oh Lord God. Lord God, there's many needs, oh Father God, personal, some spoken and non-spoken, Lord. Lord God, the secret things in the hearts of the people, oh Father God. Lord God, that no one knows about. Lord, but the Holy Ghost is here this morning, oh Father God. He's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart of the people, oh Lord God. We ask you to just have your way, Lord God. We didn't come to visit with one another, Lord Father God, but we came this morning to commune with you, Lord, to have fellowship with our God, to have fellowship with our husband, oh Lord God. Lord, we're just going to forget about everything else on the outside, and we're going to consecrate ourselves, Lord God. And Lord God, we're going to pull on you, Lord God. Oh Lord God, we just love you, Lord God. We're going to give you your just due. Be with us, Lord God, in Jesus' precious name. Let the church say amen. The church say amen. Amen. How many come to have church this morning? Amen. Look, I tell you what. Amen. It don't take a whole day. Two or three are gathered. Amen. He is in the midst. And all we need is him. Amen. This one might not be here. That one might not be here. But Christ is here this morning. You want to know how I know he's here? Because I brought him with me. Did you bring your lick of fire with you this morning? Amen. Now we put our licks of fire together and let it burn. Glory be to God. I tell you what, I'm starting to feel good. The devil leaving. You saw sometimes we come in and we're a little starchy. We're a little caught up. We don't know. Everybody looking around. What's going to happen? Well, that's not our song leader. Amen. Well, where's the musicians at this morning? But that's all right. I got the musicians down on the inside. Amen. Let's say everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We're going to have church in the house. Amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. They praise his name, my brothers and sisters. Glory to God. Put the devil to a flight. Amen. Get rid of the mind battles. Get rid of the guessing and wondering what's going to happen. I tell you what, if you just get yourself in the right place, amen, you don't have to wonder about what's going to happen. God is going to come down and something's going to happen. Something amazing is going to happen. Amen, amen. You love the Lord. Glory to God. Let's try to sing this little one song. I hope you can pick it up for me. It says, we have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. Amen. We have come into this house, gathered his name to worship. Oh, hallelujah. That's it. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. So we have come in, hallelujah, gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Hallelujah, you're worthy, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now the songs say, we come and we're going to lift up holy hands. Hallelujah. We will lift up holy hands. Hallelujah. And worship. All over the building. Let's everybody just lift up holy hands to the Almighty God. If you just raise your hands and surrender yourself to him. Amen. Gather his name and worship. Gravity says your hands hang down, but let us lift up holy hands. Defy the laws of gravity and give God praise this morning. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we're going to give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh, we've come into this house. Hallelujah. Gathered in his name to worship. Oh, yes, Lord. We magnify your name, oh God. Come. Oh, yes. Gathered in his name to worship. Oh, we have come, hallelujah, gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, we Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we just love you, Lord God. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to try this little song. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus, precious Savior, He's worthy to be praised. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, Jesus, precious Savior, He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Worthy, Jesus is worthy, He's worthy to be praised. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, Jesus. Precious Savior, He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun, from the rising of the sun, until the going of the same. He's worthy, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Jesus, precious Savior. Oh, He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, gonna call Him Savior, 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 hallelujah, Lord, Savior, Savior, oh, yes, He's Savior, Savior, oh, what's His name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, He's a healer, healer. Have you healed your body one day? Healer, healer, healer. Oh, oh, healer, healer, healer. Mm. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, He's a healer, 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 healer. Somebody got a testimony. Healer, healer, healer. Oh, healer, healer, healer. What's His name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Master, Master. We call him Master. Oh, he's our Master. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Name above all names. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is he your healer this morning? Is he your master this morning? Amen, 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 amen. Oh, my God, my God. Is he worthy of all the praise? Amen, amen. You know, we used to sing this little song. Lord, I love you. How many love the Lord? Amen. Let's do it like this. I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, 'cause you've been so good to me. Y'all got me up here making up songs. Amen, amen. I'm just going to praise the Lord. Amen. They're making up songs. I just want to give them praise and just, yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I got caught up in my own little thing for a minute there. Y'all, I'm so sorry about that. I got caught. But see, I know where he brought me from. Amen, amen. But I'm going to try to keep y'all involved. Amen. Amen. We come to have church this morning. Amen. Amen. We got some special. Let me get some other people singing because I'm going to get caught up. And I'm going to leave y'all. I might be gone. I'll be up here somewhere. Y'all say, well, Troy, come back. Come back, brother. Where you going? Amen. Y'all love the Lord this morning. Amen. We come to have a good time in the Lord. We come to have a good time in the Lord. I tell you what, we had the wedding and everything. I said, I just appreciate the Lord, you know, because he's just so good. He just keep on. I was saying that. He keep on proving himself to me. Because you know what? That's exactly what he does every single time. You know, and he's always right on time. You think, oh, Lord. My wife had the little thing, her hip started giving her trouble. I kept seeing her get up. She get up. She patting her hip. I say, well, what's wrong with you? And all of a sudden, I say, honey, you're going to need to go to the doctor to see about that hip. She get up. She have to stand still for a little while and get herself together before she can move. And then I say, we got the wedding coming up. I can't do this wedding by myself. I don't know what to do. So I'm going to have to put you in a chair, let you point and just direct traffic. I'm going to need, you know, so we came to prayer meeting. I bet the brothers and I said, brother, I got to pray for my wife, man. Her hip gave her trouble and this, that, and the other. So that next morning after prayer, she woke up. I can't move. Had to call in the work. I said, oh, here we got a week out from this wedding. I said, but we just going to trust the Lord. We just going to trust in the Lord, depend on the Lord. And I tell you what, the Lord touched her hip. We went on to the doctor. They gave the diagnosis. I said, that's all I needed to know. I needed to know that devil name. Right. So I know what to call out now. Amen. Yeah. Uh-huh. I just needed to know that devil name. I ain't know what to call him. Now I know what to call him. You demon of the bursitis, come out of it right now in the name of Jesus. This is a daughter of God. You do not have claims on this stinking land. Amen, amen. That thing, you know, she's running around that playground, running around, decorating, running around. I said, look at her. And then after it was all over, we went out to eat the next day. She said, now look, they come to him. No, he just couldn't get that devil a liar. We got the victory, my brothers and sisters. If we just apply the word, amen, amen, have faith in it, it'll do the job. It ain't nothing about us, it's him. Amen, amen, amen. We got some specials. I think Brother Jeffrey, Sister Michelle. Yeah, come on, Sister Michelle. Amen, come on, say, because I saw I get myself back together here. Me and Jessica get on the same page. Amen.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all and all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give you up, I'd be a fool. You are my all and all, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising again, Lord, I'll bless your name. For you are my all and all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I'm on my, when I fall, I'm sorry, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go back into that one. Because the devil don't want me to sing, and I like that part. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, Lord, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus. Rising again, Lord, I bless your name, for you are my all and all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, Lord, you fill my cup, for you are my all and all. Yeah. Lamb of God.
Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your. Oh, let's sing that again. That's just so beautiful. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Worthy is your name, oh God. Oh, yeah, just give him praise, worship him, worship him, worship him. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Oh, Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us grab our Bibles. We don't want to forget to read a scripture. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to read from Psalms 47. Amen, amen. Oh my, oh my. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of Almighty God. Just a real sweet spirit. Amen. Psalms 47 reads on this wise. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nation under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shield of the earth belongeth unto God. He is greatly exalted. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let's just sing this song real quick here. The song goes, Lord, help me to hold out. Amen. Oh, Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, Lord, help me to hold out. Until my change has come. Oh, sing it again now. Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, oh yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, until my chain has come. Amen. Say it again now, Lord. Hallelujah. Help me to hold out. Come on, everybody, put your hands together. Lord. Yes, come on now.
Help me to hold out.
Help me to hold out, Lord. Hallelujah. Until my change has come. Amen. 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 One day we're going to be changed. In a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Amen. But I tell you what, the change is taking place right now. It's an inside out work. Amen. And one day you're going to see the manifestation of that change in your physical mortal body. So, Lord, help me to hold out. Help me to stay right with your word, oh God. Amen. Help me, oh Lord God, to pull on your word so that the change that you begin, we had nothing to do with it. He placed the seed way down on the inside. Amen. And that word germatized that seed and a change began to take place. Something began to grow on the inside. And one day it's going to manifest in this physical mortal body. Amen. We're going to change from immortal to put on immortality. So, Lord, help me to hold out. Amen. Until my change has come. Amen. You love the Lord. Sister Shonda, I think you got a song for us this morning. Amen. Y'all pray for Sister Shonda that she come. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Grander earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred can become and broken for my regard. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well with me. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. And this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well, so let go, my soul, and trust in him, the waves and winds. Still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The way
waves and wind, still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and wind still know his name. The waves and wind still know his name. The waves and wind still know his name. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul.
You sing with me.
It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Shonda, for that. It's beautiful. Amen. It is well. So, amen. At this time. Oh, the announcement. Thank you, Sister. Amen. Oh, Sister Erica, happy birthday. Was this Sister who? She said hers is next week. Right? Next month. Well, happy early birthday anyway. Amen. Amen. It's coming. Amen. So we go to do it twice for you. Amen. Amen. Just keep in mind, okay, there's no communion on tonight. Sister's prayer will be Tuesday. Amen. No service this coming Friday night. And there will be a youth service Saturday the 15th at 7 o'clock. Amen. But all is invited. We all youth, ain't we? Amen, amen. We all youth. Amen, amen. So let's just come and support our young folk. I'm still part of the young folk. I just turned 50. I'm still part of the young folk. So I'm going to be here. Amen. The church say amen. You love the Lord. Let our brothers come. We get ready to take our tithe and offering. Amen. This morning. Amen. Thank you, brother. Glory to God. Brother Jose, would you lead us in prayer?
Heavenly Father,
I rest my case at Calvary, where crimson blood was shed for me. The ransom paid my liberty. I rest my case at Calvary. The verdict stands in my favor. The penalty paid by my Savior, my soul rejoice, for now I'm free. Oh, wondrous cross, oh Calvary, I rest my case at Calvary, where crimson blood was shed for me, the ransom paid my liberty. I rest my case at Calvary. 'Twas God alone who bore my pain, no guilt of his own, suffered much shame. I dare not praise no other name, but Calvary's Lamb I do proclaim. For I rest my case at Calvary, where crimson blood was shed for me, the ransom paid my liberty. I rest my case. I rest my case. I rest my case at Calvary. Through the blood, through the blood, we can come into his presence. Through the blood, Jesus has made a way. We can come into his presence through blood, through the blood, we have come into his presence, through the blood, oh, he has made a way. We can come into his presence through the blood. God has smiled on all stand on our feet this morning. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Oh, let's sing it with all our hearts. God has,
oh, he has smiled on me. He's been set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good.
Right there, say,
he's been good.
Come on, let me hear you singing now.
He's been good. Oh, yes, he's been. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. Clothes on my back, yeah. Shoes on my feet. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me.
Amen. Now I'm gonna ask y'all a question, because y'all wasn't singing that like he's been good to you. This was y'all version. He's been good. Man, if God's, you know what? When a person know that God has been, they got a smile on their face, and they be singing it with a, he's been good. He's been good. Now, hold up, y'all, give me a second here. I'm going to get on out the way. I'm going to preach this morning. Yeah, you know what? We be so worried about a musician. You know, I've learned something, Troy.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't have the musicians that I used to have. Boy, we used to have a band. But you know what? You don't let that. Oh, in the old school, I was sitting back there thinking, what we probably need to do is bring one of them big old bass drums up in here. A washboard. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Folk, we got a wooden floor. You know, somebody start stomping on the floor and get a tambourine and. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm a priest this morning, but, you know, I just feel good. When I come to church, I come to have church. Amen. We thank God for our sister. She's coming along real well, and sometimes us old-timers, we'll take you to places that ain't even on the scale of the... Brother Capers and them broke Sister Gina in real well. They sang keys. I was like, what in the world Troy doing up there? And when he was singing that song, I'm like, what in the world was that? I'm glad he figured it out. he was making it up as he went. But see, he was feeling good. Amen. That's what it is. Inspiration. Y'all just got to learn how to follow inspiration. We so used to a program.
Right.
I'm just used to having church and having a good time in the Lord. Forget about a program. Forget about who ain't here, your best friend and all of that, the musicians. Ain't nobody got to be here. You know, all I need is two or three folk. And Lord. You know, Brother Calvin told me the other week, let's get our Bible. He said, boy, Pastor, I tell you what, boy, you preach like it was a whole house load of folk up in here. I said, I don't know how to do nothing else. You know, we short-handed, but I come to feed the sheep. It don't matter if it's five, it's sometimes it be five, six, I don't care. It's just, I'm going to give it everything I got. We're going to look in the book of Ephesians this morning. It's good to be here once again. It's good to see everybody. Happy birthday, Sister Brown. I tried to call Sister Brown, She normally is faithful, called me every birthday and sang happy birthday. And I was trying to get her, but she ain't answer her phone. I saw her posting on Facebook, though. She was cleaning in the Board of Health. You can look at here. Hair laid to the shine. Yeah, like, yes, sir, I'm in here. You know, I might be getting a Social Security check, but I ain't going to let them see me sweat. I just had to, you know, I got a sense of humor. It's good to see Laura, my classmate. It's good to see everybody this morning, my mother-in-law. Oh, my. Hey, y'all know me. I ain't got no sense. I was listening to talk about Sister Tanya. I know how you feel, boy. It's like one day I wake up, I got a pain over on the side, a pain in the finger, a pain in the foot. But I just keep on going. When I get out of my car, I be like this. It takes me about at least 6 or 7 steps for life coming to foot. But you know what? I'm determined to keep going. I have to rebuke it. You got to rebuke the devil, man. If you don't, I tell you what, he'll have you in the bed. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 3. Let's remember Brother Jack in prayer. I talked to him for a few minutes on yesterday, having a wonderful time up in the area and just the other part of the saints that's not here. I pray for our little assembly in Okeechobee and my family. Yeah. Brother Juan be preaching this morning. So... I hope they ready, because Brother Juan ain't nothing to play with. But we appreciate the Lord this morning. We want to start Ephesians chapter 3. Want to start at the 13th verse. Appreciate, I don't know if we have any visitors this morning, but appreciate all the visitors being here this morning. I'm just stepping in for the Bishop Duff this morning. It says, "Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just want to give thanks and praise this morning. We're just trusting and depending on you. We just want to get the human part pushed to one side so that the Holy Spirit can take control, you know, of every heart, every need in the building this morning. Lord, we trust that, Father, that somebody needs deliverance, healing, whatever it might be, that you grant answer questions, whatever's on the heart of your people. We're just a vessel this morning, not trusting in any human ability that we possess, but we're just trusting in the gift of God, and we understand that's the ability to get ourselves out of the way. We ask that, Lord God, that you just use Brother Jack this morning to break the bread of life in the Lima area, Lord God, and just give him safe passage back home. We just thank you and praise you for all things this morning. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. Amen. We want to use as a topic Paul's prayer. And now I preached this at home, and I've kind of did it in a couple of services, but we wanna maybe see how far we can go, and then Brother Jack could pick it up if he liked to. But we trust that we could say something that'll bless us this morning by the grace of God. Now, one of the things we know, if you look at the beginning of the third chapter, Paul was working with the Ephesians church, and he was telling them that, you know, Paul was in prison. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of the backdrop of what's going on here. Paul was in prison, and he was talking about in the beginning of the chapter about being a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He wasn't a prisoner because he was doing something that was evil.
Right.
He wasn't an evildoer. He was in prison for the sake of the gospel, right? But not as an evildoer. And you know, Paul being the messenger of the age, and I guess, you know, more or less like a father figure to a lot of folk, Timothy and the different ones, you know, his absence sometimes, tribulation causes people a lot of times to get faint-hearted. And Paul was saying, he said, I desire that ye faint not, right? That's lose courage. You know, when people are going through something, or when people see other folk going through something, a lot of times we get discouraged, especially around church, when we see church and church folk going through things. It tries to bring a spirit of discouragement. You know, the devil wants nothing more for us to be discouraged. He wants nothing more for us to be down. He wants nothing more for the spirit of depression and oppression. And I think sometimes when we're going through things, we begin to lose sight on our very existence and why God even called us. Is that right? We get caught up in what we're going through, the problems that we're going through, and the situations that's upon us, and we lose sight on why God called us. And one of the things I realized in studying the scripture, Paul was telling them the dispensation of the gospel was given to him. He was under mandate from God to preach to the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ, to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And one of the things, imprisonment and all of the things that Paul went through, it didn't change that. Right? Prison didn't change God's eternal purpose.
Right?
One thing I realized, I'm going to preach this morning. One thing I realized, no matter what we're going through and what we will go through, it does not and it will not change God's eternal purpose and why God called us. God called us to be the church. God called us to be the bride. God called us to be victorious. God called us to be on top. Is that right? And one thing I realized, what you're going through will not change that. Tribulation will not change what God has called you for. Prison didn't change that. Is that right? Amen. God called Paul to preach the gospel. And because he was in prison, Paul still wrote four books of the Bible in prison. Prison didn't stop the plan of God. Tribulation and what we might be going through will not stop the plan. Well, I'm going through, and it will not stop God. Y'all ought to preach with me this morning. It will not stop God. Not at all. Not at all. It will not stop the program of God.
That's
see,
right.
We got to understand something. I want to maybe stop here for a second. The the prophet makes a statement here in the message called Unpardonable Sin. He says, now, when you get unsettled foundationally right, hold up, let me make sure I'm reading. But what the quote is alluding to is the church being settled. And the church being taught properly. A lot of times we think with ministry, well, they're upset with us. Well, Brother Jack just don't want us to do anything. Well, Brother Jack just don't. I could say it like that because I've been pastoring 20 years. Brother Jack don't want us to go anywhere. And we can't do anything. And we can't go anywhere, and we can't wear what we want to wear. It's not that. You got to be fundamentally taught, fundamentally sound, in order to be able to fulfill the purpose of God in your life. Understand? Because, see, we can't be Christians on our own accord with our own mind and our own thoughts. You got to come God's provided way. When you become a Christian, you leave your thoughts on the outside. Your feelings on the outside. You come here to be taught, right, so that you could understand what's the mind of God, right? What's the characteristics of God? What's the nature of God? Is that right? In order to be able to fulfill an eternal purpose, you have got to have understanding, right? A lot of folk want religion. A lot of folk like, you know, just going to church and having being identified, but that God don't call you for that. God calls you and have something for you to do in mind. And in order for us to be able to do it properly, we got to be trained properly. Right? We have got to be trained properly.
Amen.
Right? From the onset. See, folk love shouting. We love having a good time. But that's fine. And I love to do that. I love to have a good time. But I think where we're missing it at is that people aren't understanding the purpose of the ministry. And why God has a ministry and what the objective of the ministry, if it's fundamentally sound and has the mind of God and you as a church at heart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See?
Yeah,
if it's somebody that's just trying to build a kingdom and make themselves something and make a big name for themselves. They're not going to do it properly. They're going to purposely leave out something.
Right.
Because that something that they leave out is the thing that maybe will expose them.
Right?
But when you don't have an agenda, when you realize God called you for a purpose, you approach the ministry realizing that you're going to be responsible.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to be responsible for the souls that you preach to. See, every time I get in the pulpit, I don't know anybody. I don't see you till we get outside. I joke with you then. But in here, you know, I don't joke. I don't play, right? Because I realize that I'm going to be held accountable. And that it's important that we be taught right in order to fulfill God's eternal plan and purpose for our lives. Is that right? If you come into church for any other reason, you're coming for the wrong reason. Right? Well, they got a great choir. I just like the way, you know, the pastor move his head. That's the wrong reason. Right? You know, the pastor spody. That's the wrong reason. You're looking at the wrong thing. See, you've got to be fundamentally taught.
Right?
Right? And see, Paul was trying to make sure that the church was fundamentally taught. I'm going to skip ahead just a minute to something else that I was preaching at my church this week. I'm gonna move back and forth because I've been kind of working with this for a couple of weeks. It's something that I was trying to share with the church there. Is that Paul in the fourth chapter was bringing facts, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Amen. Because see, differences in our thinking and things of that nature has nothing to do with it, right? What anchors the church is facts. Right. We have got to have the facts, not feelings,
right.
not emotions, not where I think. Your thought has nothing to do with it because you can't think higher than God. And see, what we got to keep in mind, God was his own counsel.
Yes, that's right. Yes, sir.
God was his own counsel. God didn't get a group of men and put them together and say, what y'all think? Right? He was his own counsel. Right? He had his own plan laid out before the foundation of the world. When we were just an attribute in the mind of God, God had a plan. God had a plan before Adam and Eve ever come into existence, that's being right. infinite, knowing that they would fall, knowing that they would make right. mistakes. He slayed a lamb.
Right. Come on.
That's a fact.
Yes.
And what we need is facts and not, we got so much feelings and emotions in church, you can't hardly work with folk no more. Somebody say, preach, Brother Smiley. Y'all gonna have to blame your pastor when he get back. Huh? But this is what we need. We need to remove our feelings and our emotions and get the facts. Because the facts of God don't change. See? People change. People flighty. Fair weather folk. One day we in, the next day we ain't. One day I'm going all the way just to see him, and the next day we sipping liquor on the corner somewhere. Y'all ought to talk to me up in here. I'm going to leave it alone in a minute and get on my subject. Right? but we need to be fundamentally taught. See? Because you're not going into glory, amen, outside of the word of God. Is that right? See? It takes the word of God because faith has got to have a place to rest. And that's not going to be on your emotions.
Amen.
It's going to be on the word of God.
Amen.
Right? I'm going to get on off of that. I'm going to get off of that. Y'all getting a little quiet. Right? Faith has got to have a place. Right? And faith don't rest on your emotions because we up and down. One minute we say we got it, and the next minute we say, oh, God.
Right.
You see, it's just like even when the prophet was on the scene, and he would pray for people and tell them to go their way, and they heal. And they come back and say, well, I thought you said. He said, I thought you believed.
Right.
Uh-huh. I thought you believed. Right? And people say they believe. You know what? It's easy to believe this morning.
Yeah.
Because you're amongst this. A group of people in the atmosphere have been created. But you got to believe when it's nobody there. Huh? When nobody's there. When you ain't feeling good, you got to believe. When the devil done turned loose all of hell against you, you got to know where you standing. Is that right? Could you imagine that day when King David and the brethren came back and the enemy had came and got all the families, all the wives and all the children and everything else and took them away? Y'all ought to talk with me this morning. Huh? And the brethren got mad at David. Say, we ought to kill you. David was with them. David had nothing to do with what the enemy had just done. But David say, boy, everybody, they want to kill me. The devil done took my family, but I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. And sometimes, you know, you just got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Because sometimes mama may not be there. Sometimes daddy may be there. Your best friend may not be there. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Well, how you going to encourage yourself and you don't know him? When you don't know he's a healer. When you don't know he's a deliverer. When you don't know he's a mind regulator. When you don't know he's a heart fixer. How can you trust him? But when you know, see, then you can stand there and say the devil's a lie. See, you don't lose heart. See, Paul was in prison, but Paul understood God called me. And in prison, you know, one time they took Paul, I think Paul and Silas, and put him in prison. But Paul had an eternal purpose. Paul said, you know what? Let's start a revival up in here. Y'all want to talk to me up in here. Let's start a revival. Right? They got the singing. We would have been the crying. They got the singing. They got the shouting. Things start moving. Things will start moving if y'all will get the singing and shouting when you're going through. That, you know, the devil wants you to be down.
Right.
The devil wants you to think.
Well,
if I would have did this, no, you could have did all that. It's just your season to go through what you're going through. But your season don't change nothing. Huh? Oh, praise be his wonderful name. Right? See, you know, Paul's, like we said, Paul's imprisonment produced 4 books of the Bible.
Right.
Right? Amen. He was in, going through some things, but look what he produced, right? I asked my church this question. I say, we go through things, right? And we do. We lose sight of God's eternal purpose, right?
That's right.
But I asked him, what's coming out of your tribulation for the sake of the gospel? What's being produced? Y'all better write that down. That was profound there. Because all we do is see the problem. All we do is see the situation. But we miss God. I'm going to read that again. That came to me. Boy, I tell you what. I almost bust. See? What's coming out of your tribulation for the sake of the gospel? What's being produced? See? If something was being produced, if Paul was still doing something, even though he was in prison for the sake of the thing that he believed, then what about us? See? You got to be able to see, what is God doing? What's being, if he wrote 4 books, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is being accomplished? See, you know what, church? We are spending a whole lot of wasted time fighting,
right.
Fighting folk,
right.
and wrestling, and it's a lot of stuff that it's like, man, I refuse to do some of this stuff, right? All I want to know, Lord, you know, yeah, I'm going through this. So what? It is what it is, right? But in the same token, right? What are you doing? How do you want to use me? Do I sit the gift on the shelf? When we start going through stuff, we come to church. We don't want to shame. Okay, sister so and so give us a special. No, pastor. Good brother so and so. You know, lift up the offering. No, I'm going through. Huh? Can so-and-so? No, I just don't feel like. Do y'all think I feel like preaching this morning? Huh? Come on. Y'all ought to preach with me. I ain't afraid now. Huh? Do y'all think for the last couple of months I feel like preaching?
Right. Come on now.
was based on my feeling, I'd be somewhere with my feet kicked up this morning and ain't in church. But it ain't that. Amen. I'm a part of God's eternal plan and purpose. See? Amen. And I've been called to preach the gospel. Is that right? I ain't worried about, you know, what's going on in my family and my children over here and my this over there. Amen. God's got it all in control.
Yes, sir.
The song says, he put that reassurance way. I'm going to say that again. God's got it all in control.
That's it. Yes, sir. That's it.
But in the midst of what I'm going through, what is God doing? I want to see God doing. If Paul wrote four books from in prison, in my tribulation, I want to stand for what I believe is right and preach the gospel with everything that's in me. Week in and week out, I want to witness. I want to tell somebody about Jesus. Young man, yesterday I was in the gas station. Fellow walked up to me, and he was having a problem, and he was, I didn't know how to believe him or not. You know, people be shysters nowadays. And he was, first thing he asked me, well, I'm a smart guy, and I'm a hard fellow to fool. You a Christian? Yes! Some of us, I'm going through, maybe not today. Yes, I'm a Christian, man. I went to grinning. Yeah, what's going on with you, fella? You know, man, he would give me this story. Man, my motorcycle broke down. And, man, oh, I said, oh, you trying to find out I was a Christian? See, I'll talk slick back to him when they start talking crazy. Oh, you wanted to first find out I was a Christian because you got game, huh? No, that ain't that. You know, and he's talking about I live in Boca. I said, you live in Boca? In back of a body? I was like, look, man, I got some sense. You ain't living in Boca and broke. He had to come up with something else. Well, I just went to the Honda place and I bought me a car and this and that and the other. He said, you know, I've been going all day and ain't nobody talk to me. I'm going to talk to you, but I might not talk to you how you want me to talk to you, but I'm going to talk to you. Let you know that God is able. God is able. I ended up giving him $5 because I ain't know what he was, you know. Like, okay, I'm going to be a good sport. Maybe this will help you out. Well, you got five more than what you had. Have a nice day. Well, yeah, that helped me out. You know, we talked to him for a minute, right? Amen. See, but I'm supposed to be like, no, man, I ain't got time for this. I ain't got to. See, but we're going through. But in the midst of going through, we shouldn't lose heart. Right? Look at Joseph in the scripture. Right? God had told Joseph, say, you know what, gave him a dream and told him that, boy, he was going to be in a position of power. Didn't tell him the road that he would travel to get there. Huh? Gave the dream to his mom and daddy and the brothers got jealous. Huh? I'm going to tell you something. When God start using you, don't think everybody around you going to be with you. Huh? Amen. People get jealous. The devil get mad. The devil was glad long as I was smoking crack. But when God started cleaning me, you know what? The devil was mad. I won't preach this moment. The devil was mad seeing my wife and children supporting it and running the church. He was mad. He was mad. He was mad. But I ain't mad. God know God is still able. God is still, I ain't got to that scripture yet. God is still able. Right? The devil was mad. See? And God told Joseph, he said, you know what? This is going to be, you know, your lot. Right? He had a purpose in scripture. Brothers got mad. One day, amen, the brothers, they devised a plan. Let's kill him.
Right.
See? If folk can't kill you, they'll try to kill. They may not take your life literally, but they'll try to kill your influence. That's just like the devil. Right? He'll try to destroy your name, your influence, but he can't do it. He can't do it. He couldn't do it. Is that right? Amen. They wanted to kill him. You know what? When the enemy get to acting crazy, God always got a plan. God always got a ram in the bush. God always got somebody. When all the brothers wanted to kill him, it was one brother that God was using to keep him from killing him. Because he was on his way to a position of power and authority. Let's not do it like that. They dug a hole. They was putting him in there. Next thing you know, let's sell him. Let's sell him. Let's get some money for the dreamer. Huh? Let's get some money. Think he's something. You know, daddy done gave him that coat of many colors. Jealousy.
Right?
Jealousy. They sold him into slavery. Right? Find himself in Potiphar's house. Amen. Doing good. Oh, y'all ought to preach with me. Huh? If you listen, no matter what the devil do, you'll rise again. Huh? No matter what, if they put you in a hole, God will bring you out the hole. Is that right? You royalty. Amen. They took him down to Potiphar's house. He came in there and took over. You look, church. Everywhere we go, we supposed to take over. Huh? On the job, in the schoolhouse, huh? Take over everywhere you go. Oh, they think them. They think they something. We are. We royalty, huh? We should never walk with our head down, huh? Walk like we defeated. No, sir. We got a promise. We connected to something that's eternal, something that's bigger than us. Is that right? Oh, glory. In Potiphar's house, you know, he found himself in trouble with the man's wife. But it just shows you the character of Joseph, right? Amen. She lied on him. Huh? They put him in prison. He still came up. Huh? He still came up. Right? Watch this. Even from prison, operating in a gift.
Come on now.
Huh? Just like Paul. Joseph was in prison, but the gift was still being operated. Right? Amen. Folks had a dream. Joseph interpreted the dream. Joseph, amen, in prison on his way, amen, to a position and place that God had ordained for him to be. Tribulation couldn't stop that. Tribulation can't stop God's eternal plan and purpose for our lives. Right? Amen. He interpreted the dream, told one of y'all going to get free, one of y'all going to die. Is that right? When it happened and the one that was free, God, he said, man, you know, remember me, man, when you come out, when you go out. Right? Remember me. You know, remember I'm here. Man, got to a point. See, God's word can't fail. Right? God's word can't fail. See? He got out and Joseph said, man, oh, Lord, I guess he done got out feeling free and forgot me. No, he ain't forgot it. God does things in his own time, in his own season. Huh? It wasn't the right season yet. It wasn't the right time yet. See, we got to learn to be patient and wait on God. You tow up for what? there's a season coming. Right? A season for change. It won't always be like this. Huh? It won't always be like this. Right? Won't always be like this. Right? The season for change was coming. He just had to be patient. When it looked like he was forsaken, when it looked like he was forgotten in prison, when it looked like he was forgotten, he was forsaken. Man, dude done got out. Bring it to y'all where y'all understand. Dude done got out and forgot me. No, dude didn't forget you. God was at work. God was creating. Y'all done talk to me. So I'm going to bust through here in a minute. God was creating the right situation to bring him out. He's an on-time God. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. God don't come when we want him, but God comes on time. But you just got to wait. Tell your neighbor, you just got to wait, but he's coming. See, he's creating a situation for you. Huh? Amen. See? Then God knowing, watch God. Joseph didn't know the full plan. Joseph didn't even know the place that he was going to end up to fulfill the dream that was given to him. Right? Amen. All he knew from the dream and the interpretation, he was going to be in a position of authority. He was going to be over his mother, his daddy, and his brother. And that couldn't return to God void. Is that right? Amen. And then what happened? The king, amen, had a dream. Ain't God good? He's gooder than good. He's better than better. Y'all don't stop me because I feel good. I call on every gift I got up in here this morning. We're going to run this devil clean up out of here this morning. If y'all help me preach, we'll run the devil clean up out this building. We'll see him going down Haver Hill wide open, saying you can go to every church in the plaza, but don't go to that one with that man with the blue suit in. Huh? Look, church. King had a dream. All the smart folk. See, sometimes we think the smartest people around us know stuff. It be the smartest people around us sometimes that's getting everybody in trouble. And sometimes it be the smartest people around you to be really, when you really look at it, they're the ones that don't really know what they think they know. Huh? Sometimes we think because folks sound smart. Sounding smart don't mean you smart. Right? Amen. You might know a few things about a few things, but there'll be people a lot of times around you that's really quiet, right? Reserved, huh? Because the prophet of God, he made a statement. He said those apostles was men of a few words until they got in the pulpit.
Yeah.
Huh? Amen. They weren't always trying to project and trying to show how much they know. They like me. I be around a group of preachers. I don't even like to be around a group of preachers. So I ain't got time to try to be playing games. Look, man, I ain't got time for that, man. Give me some people. Sometimes I just want to enjoy life and laugh and all that, not trying to, the prophet said this. And yeah, whatever, man. Right? Be arguing, fussing about stuff. I don't have time for that. My time is valuable. Right? The smart men, right? They couldn't figure out the interpretation of it. But God had that one man. Oh, see, watch God. God does things in season. The season had arrived. I was in jail with a man some dreams. He interpreted to the letter. King said, go get him. Go see, his season for change had come.
Yes.
See, it didn't come when he wanted it to come, but it was right on time.
Yes.
that right? They went and got Joseph out of prison, cleaned him up a little bit, you know, put him on a little something to come before the king. See, you can't come before a king any kind of way. You got to be cleaned up. We think we're going in the rapture any kind of way. No, you not. You got to be washed. That's another subject. Huh? They brought Joseph up out of prison, right? Amen. Joseph interpreted the dream, told him it's going to be 7 years of famine and 7 years of plenty, right? Listen, let me tell you something. Only Joseph could interpret that dream. Joseph was on the scene for such a time as that, right? Joseph was there with his gift, amen, and God came on the scene so that his dreams and visit to his folk didn't come back null and void. Is that right? Come on. After he interpreted it, the king sitting around looking like, well, what are we supposed to do? Only Joseph had the revelation of what to do in that time. He was looking like, king realized, listen, there ain't nobody around here can get this job done. Because couldn't nobody tell me what was going on? And so nobody had the answers to the problems but Joseph.
Hey, come on, man.
See? God always had a man that he could, amen, get a hold of. Two men, you got too many opinions. Right? Amen. Two men. See, that's why, you know, the problem we have around church, folk listen to too many folk in church instead of coming God's provided way and listening to the pastor. We listen to the parking lot preachers. We listen to a whole lot of folk. But we, and then we turn deaf ear to the pastor. Why? Because he a Micah. You know why they was mad with Micah? Because he never prophesied nothing good. As far as they was concerned, Micah only prophesied and could only prophesy what God had given him to prophesy. And when you don't say things that people want to hear, they get upset with you. Huh? They get upset with you. He always this. No, we talking about God now. We talking about serving God, worshiping God. Because who wants to worship God in vain? Right? What? You mean to tell me we can worship God? Yes. Jesus said, in vain do you worship him, teaching for doctrine the commandments of man. Right? See? Amen. Cain wasn't no infidel. He was a worshiper, but he worshiped wrong. See? You got to find out what God is doing for the day and hour that you're living in. Right? When Jesus came on the scene and started talking to the woman at the well, she was trying to talk about Abraham and a position and a place. And Jesus told him, say, it's coming a time, and now is, that the true worshipers are worshiping me in spirit and in truth. They ain't worshiping up on no mountain. Right? They worship bringing it back down to the word of God. Right? But let me get back to Joseph. Joseph had the answers to store up, right? To store up in the years of plenty. Right? So in the years of famine, amen, we'll be stored up. Right? And see, they stored up. Right? They stored up. But then who else around had that revelation? Y'all don't preach with me now. Who else, what other churches had that revelation to store up in the land of plenty? Huh? What other communities? What other people around them? Joseph's own family didn't have that revelation. Right? They weren't identified with Joseph. They didn't have a revelation. So in the land of plenty, they did like everybody else around them. Yeah. Right? Then the famine came.
Right.
See? But Joseph and the people around Joseph, amen, in the land of plenty, had done, right? See? Then, then everybody from the outside had to come to Joseph.
Right?
Because Joseph now was seated in a position of power and authority. See? Joseph, through all of the tribulation that Joseph went through, it was only moving him into an eternal purpose in God. Right? Joseph, I'm going to jump to this right quick before I get to it. This is why when the brethren came and they thought Joseph was going to kill him, Joseph said, nope, I couldn't do it. I can't do it. Right? God was in control. Man wasn't in control. God's word, see, he said he watched over his word to perform it. But see, when God is performing his word, you can't tell God what to do. Well, Lord, I want my children to come in. But then we get in the way. When God starts slapping them up, making their life miserable, don't do that, Lord. Why not? Why not? God knows what to do. We be praying about all kind of stuff, husbands and wives and all that. But then we don't like how God does things. See, Joseph said he did that. Like he said, he did it for me. He did that for their sake. The jail, the things he went through in Potiphar's house and all of that was only to get him to the position and the place that he was in. See, in the season, watch this, in the season of famine, if he hadn't have been in that place, they all would have perished. Huh? They all would have perished. Right? They all would have perished. Everything would have perished around Joseph in the season of famine. And see, we're in the, oh, y'all, I pray for me. See, we're in the season of famine. But Joseph got the goods. See? Joseph, see, they brought in money, and Joseph would say, lo, here's seed for you. Joseph had seed. Right? In a time of famine. The scripture says this is a time of famine.
Right.
Not for bread.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
But the seed, Joseph has seed in the season of famine. Right? To sow for a rapture, for a body change. Joseph has seed. Lo, his seed for you.
Yeah.
Go back to the Bible.
Yeah.
Right? Amen.
Yeah.
In his tribulation, amen, God, he was showing Joseph, this is just my will.
Right.
And see, you could rest in your tribulation when you know that you're in the will of God. When you know where you're standing, when you know you anchor, when you know what you believe, you can rest. It might, you know, you can speak to your flesh and say, flesh, you know what? In spite of everything, you got to shut up. I ain't finna listen to you. Come on. This is just what I got. But I'm resting, realizing, you know what? God called me according to his purpose. See, and I know I'm in the will of God. Let me tell y'all something. I ain't up here scared this morning. I know where I stand. I know I'm in the will of God. I know what I believe. I know God sent a prophet. I'm not backing up because folk done walked away. Right? Well, praise the Lord. Why? Praise what, Lord? Yeah, I'm praising the Lord for the revelation that he's given me. Right? This is the harvest time. Amen. When there's a famine, there's seed. Right? There's seed. We can eat. Come on, preach. Y'all getting mighty quiet on me. Huh? In a famine, we can eat. That's the Bible. How many know their Bible? Huh? In the time of famine, we can feed. When it's just a bunch of cliches and all of that kind of stuff, we can feed from an open book, a full 7-course meal. Amen. We can go into the book of Revelation and realize this is the children's bread. When the entire world, preachers, theologians, wondering, we know what the white horse rider is. We know what the black horse, the red horse, the pale horse. Right? We understand, amen, what's going on now. We can see the ecumenical council. Because without knowledge, everything is going to worship the beast whose name is not written in the Lamb Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And the only reason we don't, because we understand what the beast is. Right? Come on. Come on. So you can see Paul. Well, how much time I got? All right. Huh? You can understand Paul with revelation and truth. With facts could tell him, look, don't faint. Don't lose heart. Don't be discouraged.
Right?
Right? Because of what I'm going through.
Right?
Right? Amen. Realize what I'm going through for the gospel's sake.
Right.
If you're going through something today, you're going through it because you're a Christian.
Amen.
Jesus told us that.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. You're going through, I'm going through with joy. I'm going through praising him.
Right.
So the time you can't shout on two legs, shout on one.
Right.
One songwriter said, if I can't do nothing but wave my hand, I'm going to wave my hand. Huh? Come on, talk to me. I like the prophet of God. He was talking about his mama. When his mama was dying and she was getting real low and about to transition, he told her, she got to the place where she couldn't speak, she couldn't do nothing. He said, mama, if you still love him the same way, just blink your eyes. She should stop blinking. If that's all you can do for Jesus, just blink your eyes. Huh? Come on, somebody. Well, Paul didn't want the church to be discouraged. Right?
Amen.
Oh, glory. I'm going to skip down to a part and then I'm going to get out of here. I ain't going to wear y'all out, but I feel good. Huh? I feel good this morning. Amen. You know, I always have a good time when I come over to Spirit and Truth. Amen. I don't know about y'all. Y'all probably saying, oh, Lord, here come Brother Smiley. Jesus, I'm going to make plans to go out of town. No, you better make plans to be here. Whether I'm here, Brother Jack here, Brother Hooley Holly here. You know what? I'm just going to say this. You know what, church? Church don't mean as much as it used to be to folk. Huh? Man, Sister Brother know what I'm talking about. You know, it used to be time, man, when it come to meeting. Folk used to, now I ain't saying that ain't wisdom now. We did a lot of things that wasn't wisdom. Right, Sister Shonda? I talked to the people who kind of came up with us. Right, in Okeechobee, Sister Ty, you know. We used to take bill money and everything and go on trips. If it was all about going to church, worry about it when we got back.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Now I don't preach that like that now. I tell you, save your money. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. Stay home. But back then, now folk won't go around the corner to a meeting. We won't go up the street to fellowship. We won't go up the street to have church. I'm tired. I'm this. It's like, man, we ain't let nothing stop us. A brother was coming to town. The place be packed out. I'm talking about packed out. Now you say you having a meeting, it's hard to fill up 80 chairs. Huh? That's a shame before God. Let me tell you something. It's about close to 700 believers in the South Florida area. And we barely could pack out a church. Huh? If Brother Jack say he was having a meeting, this place should be running over, but it don't be. Because you know what's more important now? stuff, stuff, flesh, working, making more money to give to the bill man. Huh? Amen. I'm still excited about Jesus Christ. Is that right? We'll take overtime over church. We'll go out of town. We do all kind of stuff. I ain't saying you can't go out of town. Now, don't I ain't no doctrine. But we don't prioritize. We don't look at things. We don't see the importance of our position and our place in a church.
Right.
Come on.
Amen.
We don't. This is why folk got to be fundamentally taught. Right? And they'll get upset, but you just have to be upset with me because I really don't care. Folk gonna appreciate Brother Smiley when we get on the other side. Right? They'll say, Brother Smiley, you was a hard fella. I ain't even hard. Not to me. I'm intense. I'm emotional. I'm a big guy and it frightens people. But I just be trying to get the people the word. That right, Bro Troy? That's it.
Yes, sir.
I'm concerned about, you see, I don't love you that much to play with you
right.
When it comes down to the gospel.
Amen.
Church be good.
Amen.
No, ain't no church. Yeah, you'll be good when you know how to be good.
Right?
Right? Come on. See? But let me get down to Paul's prayer a little bit and then we'll dash out. Y'all all right?
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor I'm all right. Right? But watch the 16th verse. He says that he would grant unto you according to the riches of his glory. You got to have it to give. One thing I realized, God's got resources. God's got resources. God's got resources that I don't have. I'm going to share a testimony with y'all right quick. But I'm driving a Cadillac this morning that I didn't have a few weeks ago. Let me tell y'all something. When I walked into the place, my credit score was 0. Y'all be right here talking about, man, my score is low, it's 523. My credit score was 0.0. I ain't even know. You know, if you done bought stuff, you could have a 0 credit score. 0! But I found out, and it's a lesson too for you. You got to keep up your credit. You got to use it. Have a credit card, pay on it, buy something and pay it off every month or whatever. Don't pay it completely off. I learned that too. Keep a balance, a little small one, right? But you got to use it. You got to use your credit. Everything I bought in the last 7-8 years has been cash.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought 2 cars cash in the last so many years because I ain't had a car payment since I paid off my truck in the Suburban. And so, but I'm going to tell you something. You got to follow the Lord. God is rich. God gives from his resources. God got resources that's untapped. That's untapped. I'm just going to say this. When the scripture says that he'll do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, I was looking at that. Listen, if you could ask for it, God could give you even more than what you asked for. Huh? Did you get that? Well, Lord, and we'd be so scared to ask God for stuff. Right? God, I need $20. God be like, do you know, I could give you $200,000. We don't believe that. We don't believe that like that. You know what? Because people have put us in such a box. People want us to be poor and down and depressed. Man, you can't have no church like that. You start, people, well, you got to be humble. You can be humble with money. Why you got to be broke and be humble and deep and all of that kind of stuff? Like, I'm going to get back to my story. Right? Praise the Lord. They humble. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you looking like you It's like, man, you ain't took a bath in about 2 weeks. Clothes falling off. Your car smoking down the street. We see you coming. Ain't nothing humble about that to me. It shows me you don't even have faith in God. Praise the Lord. Brother Smiley, every time you see me. Well, listen, let me tell you something. Every time y'all see me, y'all ought to expect for me to look the same way and act the same way and even greater. You know what, church, listen, as long as I got breath, I'm going to still be believing God for stuff. I'm just thinking about what else God can do for me. Huh? But he's able to do more than what we can ask for. That's the scripture. But I went in there with zero credit. I had to, supposed to have did a deposition. Let me tell you something. The footsteps of the righteous is the order of the Lord. One Thursday night, I saw the car and I saw an Acura. And I went in there and I had to go to church on the Thursday. So I just ran in there and told the man, let me see these two cars. I jumped in one and I jumped in the other. I said, what is that? But I was thinking about my boys. You know, they kind of tall. They get a little tall. So I said, well, the Cadillac looked like it'll work better than the Acura. The Acura nice though, but that thing was nice. Right? So I shot on out. I went to church and I preached. I told the church, I said, sometimes we don't even believe God for what we even asking God for. I told the church, I said, church, pray for me. And I done told the church, they probably say, Pastor, we tired of praying for you because you ain't going to do nothing. I've been telling the church for the last couple of years because I ain't want no car payment. I ain't going to lie to you. I said, church, pray for me. I say, boy, it's time for me to go and get me a vehicle. I say, man, I can't go nowhere. I got town cars. They would just go around the town. Town car. That's a town car. I ain't talking about no leaking town car. Not a town car. Man, I told him, I say, church, pray for me. I say, you know what? I feel bad. Because when Brother Jude came down, in the UConn, it's okay. It's okay. But you want to feel good when you pick up another preacher from the airport. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, you want them to get in something nice. Something that'll say, you know what? God is blessing him. God is blessing them. See, I don't want the devil to feel like he got me up against the wall. I just want the devil to know that God is still blessing me. Huh? So I went to the deposition and they told me, man, they ain't call you and tell you that they canceled it. I said, no, I talked to the lawyer. And when I went out, just to show you how God can take control of a situation, I wanted a car, but I still had an element. And this is the thing that kills the church, fear. I got a quote here, but I ain't going to read it. Right? Because we always thinking and read, well, how am I going to pay it? And I'm getting old now, and I don't want to be working that hard. And all this be going to your mind. God be like, will you shut up? I got this. So I left there, and the Holy Spirit took me to the bank. And I told him, give me all the paperwork y'all could give me in here. I already knew before I got to the place I had zero credit. I've been knew that for a while. Cause I tried to get a loan from a credit union. The man said, man, I said, for what? He said, yeah, man, you got zero credit. Zero credit. I was still scratching my head on that one. Zero credit. So I got all the paperwork I went to. I found myself on the car lot. I was supposed to be coming to Riviera Beach to do a job. But God was in control then. God said, boy, I'm going to get you this car. Because you say you want it, but I'm going to make sure you get it today. Man, I went in. I was standing there smiling at the guy. He said, Mr. Smiley, you made it back. Yeah, you know how we do. We ain't really got all that faith. We get faith after the deal is done. Huh? Glory. I was like, yeah, come on in here, I'm scratching my head. Like, he said, you got any paperwork on you? Yeah, I got paperwork. God told me to go get the paperwork. So I had the paperwork, right? I went to Congrat. He said, come on in here, Mr. Smiley, put me to work. Let me see what I can do for you. He said, don't worry about it. I was like, I'm humble. I'm like, well, okay. I follow the man. I'm giving him my information. And all that, he typing, and we just talking. And he typing, and we just talking. He asking me different questions. He just typing. Then all of a sudden, I'm just sitting there. I don't know what he's doing. You know, things is different than it was when I last bought a car. Technology done improved. Man, that man say, thanks for putting me to work. Thanks for putting me to work. You've been approved. I'm sitting there like, I've been approved. See, when I'm gonna say this: when one place turns you down, God's got a door open. See, the credit union turned me down, but God still had a door open, right? And let me say something. He said he'll give you the desires of your heart if you walk upright, huh? If you live right for God, God will give you what's on your heart. He'll give you a husband. He'll give you a wife. He'll give you money. He'll give you cars. He'll give you stuff. Right? And I told him, what else I got to do? He said, give me some references and get me some money down. I said, okay. I said, well, I took off. Wide open. I jetted home. I told him, I'll give you $500. I had more than $500. I just didn't want to part with a little money, though. But by the time I got home, I said, I'm a cement this. I'm going to give him more than five. I'm going to give him $1,000 to make sure, amen, he hold it. gave him $1,000. I was calling people on my way home. Text me your address. My sisters and my mama texted me your address and all that. And I got a piece of work and went back and gave it to the man. And I told him I'd give him the $1,500, you know, on Friday. God had provided the work. Even before I had the desire to really want the car, he had them supplied the jobs. He knew I was going to have the down payment money. He just had to twist my heart towards the car. Y'all didn't hear that. God already know what you want. He'll provide, and then he'll twist your heart towards it. He'll move you towards it. Huh? I came out of that place. I came back Friday. I had to collect some of my money from them jobs I did. Gave it to him. He gave me the keys. And I'm sitting there saying, man, dude, you got a Cadillac. I was too tired to enjoy it, but I was like, riding like a little old man. Like, dude, do you realize you're driving in a Caddy? Huh? That's the kind of God we serve. Huh? See, there's no limits. Right? There's no limits. Resources. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Why don't you take about 5 minutes? All right. So he says, the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might with his spirit in the inner man. See, because Paul don't want the church to be weak. God doesn't want us to be weak, right? He don't want us to faint, lose hope, to be discouraged, but that he will. What is strength? It's a fresh supply to enable, right? And we do. We need a fresh supply, right? Sometimes, you know, the minister talk about a refilling, right? We need a fresh supply of strength to enable us to continue to go on and on to deal with that boss. Huh? Right? Amen. Strength to perform our duties, right? In the church. And sisters need strength. Brothers need strength. Children, you need strength. Right? Amen. God needs to do something in here to give you the ability to do what you gotta do. Because it ain't easy. Right? It's not easy. You're in a battle. This is not a picnic. We play around with Christianity. This is not a picnic. But Paul's prayer is that God would strengthen him, right? To perform duties. Watch this. To resist the devil. You need strength. Because he's cunning. Is that right? Strength to resist the devil. Because the devil talked to all of us. Huh? Come on. I'm finna go. Y'all ain't got to get quiet. This is it. I'm winding down now. Right? Amen. Strength to resist the devil and his temptation. Right? To oppose, to bear the cross. Because there's a cross to carry for this gospel's sake. Right? Because you're going to be persecuted. Right? Come on, church. Listen. The word of God has been more scrutinized in the last couple of years than I've ever seen in 30 years of being a Christian. Right? And see, you got to have strength to resist the temptation. Strength that when the thought comes, right? See, Eve didn't have the strength, right? That when the enemy came, her thinking changed. Right? And when her thinking changed, look what it caused. See? Her thinking, her and Adam thinking was on the same level. They had the same perspective. But when the enemy came, he changed her thinking. That's another sermon. I'll let Brother Troy, Brother Jack, go back and listen to the oneness message. It'll do you good. 1962, oneness, right? Listen to it, read the book or whatever, right? Amen. Strength to bear the cross, right? Because being a Christian ain't easy, right? To undergo afflictions cheerfully. To go through what we got to go through. I'm going through, church. We know. You know what baffles the devil? When you could be going through something and you still smiling. And let me tell you something. That is not easy. Huh? That's not easy. Huh? Well, I'm a Christian. Yeah. Okay, we're going to see. Let something happen in the house. See, you might can deal with a lot of stuff, but let something happen in the house. Now, you got to overcome you. That's hard. That ain't easy. That's the challenge. That's the real challenge. I'm preaching. I'm not giving y'all no history lesson. God saying, okay, you're talking about being a Christian, manifestation of the sons of God. See, we talk about a lot of stuff that we don't really fully grasp. We're going to see how much manifestation, amen, of sons and daughters of God we are. I'm going to put you in this. Overcome. Be an overcomer. Huh? Be an overcomer. This is the hardest thing I ever had to go through in 30 years. I done went through some stuff in 20 years of being a pastor. This is the hardest thing ever. Right? Come on. God say, overcome. Overcome. Put the word in you to the test. Listen, the word in you has got to rise above your flesh, your thoughts, your mind, those sermons that the devil preached to you. Huh? I was telling the church this, but I know I said I gotta go. Huh? I feel like somebody need this. I was telling my church, I said, let me tell you some of the sermons. I'm gonna be real with y'all for a minute. That the devil has preached to me in the last few months. You ought to leave. You ought to quit. You ought to give out. You ought to go out. Some people around you, boy, I wouldn't have took that. I ain't you. I ain't you. I gotta look at things from a whole nother perspective. I still got kids. Then the vows to death. Death. Look, church, I've been preaching on some stuff. You better go ask the Bible Truth Tabernacle. Huh? Well, I would've. Boy, the devil. Leave him gone, get you nothing. Oh, y'all don't think the devil done told me all that? Come on. He done told y'all some of the same stuff too in the past. Y'all ought to talk to me. Don't be acting deep on me now. Huh? I ain't the only one in something. Y'all, if you ain't in it, you done been in it. Yeah. Man, please. You're putting look. You ain't a bad looking dude now. They don't know. Yeah, oh, the devil tell you all that. Don't tell me the devil don't tell you all that. You gonna get you somebody else, and you could do this, and you could do that, and you could do that. And God say, how you gonna do it over me? How you gonna do it over the word? How could you separate what ground when it wasn't so from the beginning? Oh, I could preach to y'all some, but I got to go. Huh? I told the church, Moses says he gave them a writing of the void, he said, because their hearts, our hearts supposed to be being turned back to the word. See, we come back to the Bible. We go back to Genesis, right, when it was one buck and one doe. Now go back and read. I ain't going to give it all to you. I'm going to let you go read for yourself. Marriage and divorce, right? Amen. Before the fall. Yeah. See? Yeah. Before the fall.
Yeah.
See? I'm always looking back to Genesis. I know y'all hear me say that all the time because that's the perfect picture.
All right.
See? Amen. The mind of God was in Genesis.
Yeah.
There was no separation. That wasn't the eternal thought of God. Divorce wasn't, amen, an eternal thought of God. Divorce is a permissive will. It's not the perfect will. We come back to the perfect will of God.
Come on,
man. I'm going to leave that alone. I ain't going to preach marriage and divorce in nobody's church. Right? Come on. Well, I'll separate. Yeah. What the Bible says. See? But we got to realize what Malachi 4 ministry come to do. Take us back, amen, to Genesis. The thoughts that's in Genesis.
Amen.
See? Come on. The thoughts that's in Genesis. What's in God's mind?
Right.
See? Amen. Adam had a right in Genesis.
Well, come on now.
Right? Adam had a right. Right? But you know what he did? He loved her. He loved her.
Yes, sir.
She had just messed up.
Come on now.
But he loved her so much, he messed up with her. Walked right out with her. Huh? That's love. That's love. Adam couldn't redeem her. I know people say that. Adam couldn't redeem Eve. See, the plan was already made. Only God could, amen, because they didn't know what the plan of God was. See? He just followed his heart. See? He just hollered his father. See, first time something dropped in the house. Let me tell you something. I'm leaving. How? As a Christian. Where you going? As a Christian. First time Brother Jack make you mad. I'm leaving. How? How do you leave if you say God told you to come here? Well, I'm getting in trouble. Huh? Where you going? What grounds? You know what? People's hearts just messed up. That's all it is. People cannot and will not take the word.
Right.
See?
Right.
Amen. And it shows you a bastard when you can't take the word. You got a lot of bastards and not Christians around church. Because a son and daughter of God can take the word. They can take correction. They want correction. They want to know what right and wrong is. Because now right become wrong and wrong become right. See? But I done heard a lot of sermons. See? Amen. But I got to bear the cross. I got to stand there on the word against my flesh. Right? Well, I'm hurt. You know how we like to say, well, I'm hurt. Yeah, you might be hurt. God got salve for hurt. They're still bombing Gilead.
Right.
Come on, let me close this on up. They're still bombing Gilead. I think somebody need this. They're still bombed. See, you know what I realized, Brother Troy? People be talking about, I'm in the message. But people don't really realize what the depth of the message really is. Folk are still shallow. Real shallow. Right? We cut folk off and all kinds of stuff. Where's the heart of God? Show me God long suffering. Is that right? God didn't cut off his church. God didn't cut off his family in Genesis. He provided a way. Is that right? Amen. He provided a way. See? Amen. He killed an innocent lamb, right? And dressed his church. The innocent had to die for the guilty. We all guilty. See, when you point your finger at me, amen, I could point my finger and that's all we got. That's all we got. None of us ain't perfect. Even when the prophet of God that time, when he walked in the place and he saw that old woman there and the police and all of the carrying on, the first thing he say, oh boy, she ought to be killed. A man of God.
Yeah.
See? Just like it shows immaturity, just like the church was before Pentecost, right? Talking about calling fire down out of heaven. Jesus said, man, shut this thing down. Go up to Pentecost and get something. See? People need to get the Holy Ghost. A lot of people in church don't have the Holy Ghost. Right? Come on. Amen. You want to call fire down? You want to this and that? And get the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
God came down and provided a way for his children. Yeah. Covered them in bloody sheepskin and gave them. When you know what? When God looked at that thing, God had compassion. Right? And then gave them a promise of a Savior, of a Redeemer. Right? Amen. God came down in love. He saw the real love, right? The real love of a family was displayed in Genesis. In the midst of fault and failure, because it's easy. That's the easiest thing to do is walk out. But a lot of times we walk out and don't know the detriment of what we're doing. Right? See? Amen. You know what I'm determined? Man, I have taken a stand for this word for 30 years. Right? Amen. I brought my kids to church. Right? I brought them right up in here to youth meetings. You think I'm going to turn my back now? I can't do it. No matter what it looked like. They don't even know probably where I'm at. But I'm still the same. I ain't changed. I don't change like that. Right? Frustrated a little bit. Yeah. Right? But I know God knows the plans he has for me. Huh? God knew this before I knew it. If it happened to you, God knew it before it happened. But that ain't the end of the story. Huh? Tell your neighbor, it ain't the end of the story. No matter what you're going through, it's not the end of the story. Let the musician come. God's got the last say so. You know, we used to say it ain't over till the fat lady sang. Well, it ain't over because she ain't sang. She won't be singing. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to be the one doing the singing. I'm going to be the one doing the praising. When it all come full circle and the critics' mouths be shut.
Amen, brother. Glory.
Praise the Lord, Brother Smiley. Brother Smiley, I'm the same. I'm the same. I ain't going to change. Huh? Amen. I like that. My sister-in-law got me a little plaque. If God brought you to it, he'll bring you through it. Huh? God is bringing me through it from day one. Right? It's a process, overcoming. You know, our biggest problem is us.
Right.
I realize that, church. our biggest problem, we don't realize as Christians how much of us got to die. Huh? How much we rely on us and our abilities and our safeguards and all of this. And it's got to die. Are you there yet, Brother Smiley? Nope, not yet. Be real with you. But I'm trying to get there. Because God presents things and show you things, and all you can say is, Lord, like Paul, strengthen me. Give me strength and inside to overcome the outside. See, I'm glad it's an inside work, right? God has to deal with us. You think with Job, God knew what was really in Job. He said he was perfect and upright, right? Amen. But God knew that there was something in Job he still needed to deal with, right? God knows. God places us in situations. Where the musicians at? Y'all better come on. God knows there's something in us that he has to deal with, right? I know we pretty good Christians. We pretty good people. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got it all down pat. We got the little hood sisters, and we got the little, you know, the brothers. We got all that down pat. We know how to praise the Lord. Huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about. That's learned behavior. That's learned behavior. But real Christianity is when you can overcome yourself. Huh? When self say go right, you go left. Huh? Because the word say go left. Flesh said, don't you go that way. The word say for me to go this way. Huh? Born again. Really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. I better sing because ain't no musicians coming. Born again is all because of Calvary. So glad that I've been born again. Anybody need prayer? We gonna pray if anybody need prayer. Praise the Lord, you need prayer. Anybody need prayer? Amen. Any prayer? We still believe in the power of prayer. The power of prayer.
Because of Calvary. So glad that I've been born again. Oh, born again. Really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again, all because of Calvary.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads. We got different situations up here this morning. How many know that God is able? He said he's able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask. We got different situations. God is able to do above. That's what they asked for, but God is able to do above what they asked for.
Oh, I can't repay. From my heart, I would like to say that I.
Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, multiple situations, multiple cases, and they're all different, Lord, this morning. And I'm just a man. They got to have faith to touch you. We know, Lord God, you could do no more for them than what you've already done. 2,000 years ago, you paid the price that with his stripes we could be healed. Lord, you want for us to be in health and prosper. You see the situations, Lord, here, overcoming flesh and heart problems and back problems and kidney problems and jobs, and that's nothing. Lord, if I could walk into a place with zero credit, then you're able to give us a substantial, adequate amount of finances to be able to make it. You're able to do above. This is what they act, but you can do more.
Yes, Lord.
More. But because this is what they ask for, we ask that, Lord God, this morning, that this is what you do for them, Lord God. Yes. Granted according to your word. We hold into an unfailing word of promise this morning. We just thank you this morning for your atmosphere, for your anointing, Lord God. And we trust that, Lord, they come back and testify of your goodness and grace,
yes,
Lord God. Amen. In Jesus Christ's wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
For the grace that you have given us, though I can't repay, from my heart I would like to say that I thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the grace that you have given us, though I can't repay, from my heart I would like to say that I thank you. Amen. Encourage my soul and let us journey on. Thanks be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Encourage my soul and let us journey on. When the night is dark and I'm so far from home, thanks be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Jesus, for the grace. For the grace that you have given.
can't repay. From my heart, I would like to say, oh, I thank you. Oh, sing it one more time now. Thank Jesus. Sounds mighty good. Giving us, though I can't, hallelujah, from my, I would like to say that I thank you.
Now just give God praise in this place. Amen, amen. Amen. What a wonderful message. Amen. We appreciate Brother Willie for just getting himself out of the way and letting God speak. God spoke. God spoke into a lot of situations. You know, sometimes we just get a little because of what we going through. But if you understand, if Joseph hadn't went through the things he went through, he wouldn't have been in the right place at the right time when the king called. It had to go that way. One thing he said, God is always in control. See, we are creatures of time. So we counting the clock, looking at the clock. God ain't looking at your clock, ain't studying your clock. He got his own time and his own good will. In his own good time, we just say, Lord, do it. Lord, do it for me. Lord, do it. Do it for me right now. Oh, Lord, do it. Lord, do it for me. He knows right what you're going through. Lord, do it. Hallelujah. Do it for me. Right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, glory to God. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There's a sweet expression on each face, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise, church. I believe God spoke to our hearts. Right here with us, feeling us. And for these blessings, just want to give a real quick testimony. You know, this weekend, I think it was Thursday or Friday, got a call from my daughter that my grandson was in the hospital. He saw him, he had pulled his little train or something up to the, and climbed up on it and got a bottle of insect repellent and was drinking it. They rushed him to the hospital and they had him in ICU. He was in and out of consciousness. And, you know, we got the phone call and we right in the middle of this decorating. And so my wife told me what was going on. I said, well, we just pulled to the side and said a quick prayer. Now, then my wife said, well, we're going to run up there. We need to run up and pray for him. We right in the middle of this thing that we was doing. We had, you know, the lady done already paid us. We can't just run off. Nah, we right here in the thick of it. I just kept asking, how he doing? All night long, we call her, getting feedback. How's he doing now? Say, well, they moving him to another hospital. He back in ICU. Lord God, we're not going to get in your way, but we know that you are on time, God. We know that you are a healer, and we just pray for him and through it all, he's okay. He's back home. Me and his old, that ain't nothing but the Lord. And you know, no matter what, you know, we going through. That's one thing I realized all over the message, all over this thing. It ain't just here. It ain't just you. You know, people have to go through some hard things, difficult. I mean, you couldn't imagine. Had to deal with some very difficult things. But the storm will pass over. Just stay encouraged. No matter what you're going through. Brother Capers used to sing this song all the time. And see, sometimes we sing songs and we just be singing them. But see, when we go through something, now the words mean a whole lot more to it. He said, time is filled with swift transition. Now, I don't know all the words, but it go back and say, I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. Your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Then they go something like he say, trust in him who will not leave you. Y'all know the song. Go on and sing it. So happy. Come on now. Come on. I left my book over there. is my only home. Forsake. Amen. Still more closely to him cling. Cause we gonna hold to God's unchanging hand. We gonna hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. We're gonna hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you what, I feel like I've been in church. Feel like I've been in the presence of God. God has truly come down and spoke to our hearts. Amen. And done some marvelous things in our presence. Amen. And we just love him for it. See, the devil thought he was going to get the victory. But sometimes he just kind of just bust up your program. Come a little different. So those that came up, just hold to God's unchanging hand. Rest your faith at Calvary. Right there in his word. And watch God. Because the storm going to pass over. No matter what we're going through. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. Time is filled with swift transition. The only thing ain't going to change is his word. He is his word. Amen. Brother done preached. I'm going to leave it alone. They pull up it hot. Let us stand our feet. Amen. Everybody love the Lord this morning. Amen. God is so good to us. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way. And you know what? We have faith that he's going to wake us up in the morning. Amen. That's faith. I take faith. You lay down and close your eyes to go to sleep. You have faith to believe that God's going to wake you up in the morning. Clothed in your right mind. To go about your day doing God's will. Find your purpose now. To go about your day doing God's will. See, when you're in his will, you are confident. I don't care what I'm going through. I know I'm in the will of God. Amen. Well, I get on down from up here. Will it left? The noise so thick up here, man. I tell you the truth. I got up here, almost couldn't stand it. Just thank the Lord have mercy with the singing of songs. Y'all sound like angels out there. I said, Lord, I can't stand it up. Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's bow our heads. Most gracious God, we just, Lord God, we just thank you so much. There's many different situations, Lord, and households represented. We got children, grandchildren. Family members, job situations, marital situations, things we just don't talk about. We come in and hold these things in ourselves. And Lord God, how you just, the word is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. How you just spoke to our hearts. In the secret places where we hide, oh Lord God, you come in and just shine a light, Lord, for our good, Lord, because you love us, oh God. The Bible says you chasten those that you love. And Lord God, we say thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in our midst, Lord God. You provider, how you prepared a feast in the time of famine. Oh, God, hallelujah. How many, Lord God, are starving for truth, Lord God. Lord, you prepared a bountiful feast that we may feed and be strengthened and be encouraged, oh, Lord God. Now, Lord God, as we eat, your word, Lord God, unadulterated and pure, Lord God. May it build, O Father God, O Lord, a faith, O Father God, in us that one day, Lord God, we'll step into that new body, O Lord God. Lord, we're not just coming to church to pass the time, Lord God. But Lord, we come for a purpose, O Lord. Lord God, fill us, Lord God, with your spirit, O Lord God. Correct us where we may be wrong, Lord God. Lord God, soften our heart, Lord, that may we may be come in line with every word. Some things may come across a little harsh, Lord God. But, oh, God, your prophet talked about that castor oil. You got to take it. You might not like it, and if it don't make you sick, it ain't doing you no good. But it's cleaning you up on the inside, Lord. We took a good heavy dose of castor oil, oh, Father God. Now, Lord God, clean up, oh, Father God. Don't let us not get angry and wroth in our spirit, oh, Father God. But, Lord, when you take it in love, Lord God, because your thoughts, our thoughts are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are so much higher than ours, Lord. We've been programmed, oh, Father God, from civilization and education and science. Lord God, takes us further away from you. But, Lord, may we get back to you. Lord God, write what your word says. Live by it. Because it's the only thing that's going to last, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. Pray for us. Keep us, oh, Father God, as we go our separate ways, oh, Father God. Keep us, Lord God, and until we is at the appointed time to meet again. We pray, Lord God, for our pastor, Lord God. Lord God, may just continue to use them, oh, Father God. Give them traveling mercy and the Johnsons, oh, Lord God, and the Thunderbirds, oh, Lord God. And if there's any that I may have missed, Lord God, oh, Lord God, count it as love. Just give them all mercy, Lord, as they make their way back home, oh, Lord God. Keep us, oh, Father God, is my prayer. In Jesus' precious name, let the church say amen. 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 As the brothers come to prepare to dismiss. Let the church say, let the church say, let the church say, amen, amen. Let the church say, let the church say, let all the people say, amen, amen. Oh, do you love him? Hey, will you serve him? Hey. Hallelujah, amen, amen. Hey. Oh, let the church say, let the church say, let the people say, amen, amen.